This is Audible.
Hey, Lucky V, it's Denise Duffield Thomas here, and I'm so excited to read to you the audio version of Get Rich, Lucky Bitch. This book is dedicated to you. Daring to live a richer life will give other women permission to do the same, and together we're going to change the world. Introduction. Money makes the world go round. MC from Cabaret. Hey, Lucky V. Today is the start of your richer life, one of outrageous material and spiritual abundance. And these are not mutually exclusive, by the way. And it's the start of effortlessly creating your first class life. I'm thrilled you're joining me on this journey because, yes, your path to riches really is a fascinating journey. And I know you picked this book up because you're ready. It's your time and you're ready for the next step. Pretty much my whole life, I've dreamed of having enough money to do everything on my dream board. And since you're reading this book and listening to this book, I'm guessing that one of your dreams is to be wealthy too. Money does make the world go round. However, unfortunately, many women aren't getting rich because they think that being rich means being a bitch or snobby or ruthless, etc. Collectively, as a gender, we have got all of these funky self-beliefs and fears about money. So I wrote this book to give you permission to be as rich as you want. There's no amount of money that you could want that's too big or too small. You can seriously have all of the abundance you want if you follow the predictable laws of the universe. There are no exceptions. You don't have to deserve it. It's yours if you want it. Want to be a serious business lady swanning around the world in your personalized private jet like a boss? Done. Want to be a millionaire? Do it. What about just having enough money to hire a cleaner once a week, take a holiday each year, or buy a new car? Consider it yours. Helping women to get out of their own way and overcome their money blocks is now my most favorite hobby, as well as my life's work. And trust me, no matter where you're starting from, if you're willing to uncover what's holding you back, you will create money miracles in your life. In return, I promise that I'll be straight with you about what it really takes to uncover your true wealth and manifest money. Now, I've been told many times that I have a knack for making complicated things seem really easy. And that's because I'm honest and frankly, I can't be bothered to BS you. I'll tell you what works and what doesn't. For many women, being rich seems like a fantasy, one that's kind of just out of reach or only for other women. You know, the ones who have their acts together, they've got perfect thighs, the perfect husband or the perfect childhood. Spoiler alert, I have none of these things, although my husband is pretty awesome. But women tell me they won't ever be rich because deep down, they're afraid that it's going to turn them into a bitch or that their friends and family won't like them anymore. Now, that self-limiting belief is just as damaging for getting wealthy as thinking you have to be perfect first. However, if you have the self-awareness and you're willing to admit that only you are holding yourself back from being rich, well, that's a great start, and you already have everything you need to become as rich as you want. When I ask clients and women in my seminars to tell me why they don't make as much money as they want, this is what I hear. I'm just no good with money. I've reached the limit of my earning potential. I'm doing great. It would be greedy to want more. I should be earning more, but I'm afraid it's going to cost too much in terms of my health or relationships. My partner takes care of the money. I'm just afraid to even look at my finances. I wish I could just win the lottery. Money just isn't that important to me. I have a good life. Maybe I should just be happy with that. I'm smart, but I just can't seem to break through to the next level. It actually doesn't matter why you believe you don't earn enough, because whatever you come up with, it's just a story you're telling yourself. It's not really true, and it doesn't have to be that way anymore. I freely admit that I used to have a bad relationship with money. I was terrified of fully expressing my potential, and I worried what my friends and family would think about me being rich. I sabotaged myself and my career, even though I knew I was smart and capable. I couldn't make any money from my various businesses, even though I knew that I was a born entrepreneur. I practically repelled money, but not anymore. Now, yes, I have an amazing and abundant life, and it would be really weird to write a book about money if I hadn't figured this out, right? But I travel whenever I like, and I rarely stress about money like I used to. I have world-class mentors, I have a great support team, and I live in my dream house. But I'm still just a regular person. I'm still me, and I'm far from perfect. And for some reason, I used to think I'd have to change everything about myself to be worthy of success. Now, in full disclosure, I wrote the first edition of this book when I hadn't yet reached that million-dollar mark, even though my business was successful. And at the time, part of me was like, who am I to write this? Becoming a millionaire still didn't change who I was. I'm still imperfect, and that's okay. There are many things left in my life to upgrade, but I know it doesn't always happen overnight. This is a lifelong journey for all of us. Now, I set big money goals, and I achieve them, not out of fear and panic, but just as a game, and I constantly work myself so I can go to the next level. It's actually fun to make money now, and it's fun to spend it without second-guessing myself. Plus, I'm finally surrounded by strong, powerful women who also make shitloads of money by creating good in the world. I don't have clothes with holes in them anymore. I don't walk in the rain because I can't afford a cab anymore. And I'm not cheap with myself anymore. Guess what? I'm no smarter than I was before. I'm no prettier, skinnier, or even luckier. I just put all of my effort into overcoming my money stuff, using all the tips I'm going to share with you in this book, and the rest fell into place more easily than I would have thought possible. So now, I spend my time analyzing exactly what works and what doesn't in order to manifest my ideal life. I've now taught tens of thousands of women all around the world how to use the law of attraction in an incredibly practical and real way that actually works. I'm not talking about airy-fairy concepts like abundance here. I am saying that you can have more money in your pocket, feel richer on a daily basis, and have a kick-ass life. Yes, you. I wrote this book after I created my popular online money bootcamp. After the first 100 women had completed the lessons, I knew we were onto something really special because the results they achieved were incredible. Most of the women changed their mindset forever, and others made huge inroads every day. Word started to spread until we had 500 students, then 1,000, then 2,000, then we doubled that, and we keep growing every day. I started to get emails from women asking when I was running the next boot camp, and at first I planned to run the course just a few times a year. However, demand was so high, I decided to open up so women could join any time. Money blocks wait for nobody. But I knew that not everybody could afford the tuition to change their money mindset. Ironic, right? So I wanted to create an affordable option for women to learn the concepts I teach about becoming wealthy. Hence this book. As you implement all of the abundance tips I share in it, you will become richer. And you'll probably realize exactly why you've been holding yourself back for so long. Important. Don't discount this book if you're already doing well financially. You've probably done a lot of personal development and already have an abundance mindset. But I find that women who are successful are always looking for new improvements and tweaks so they can create even more abundance and satisfaction in their lives. That's why I know you'll get tons out of this book too. No matter how much money you earn, chances are that you'll reach another income ceiling. And when that happens, you can take everything much deeper and ask, what else can I learn about myself? And of course, if you're ready for more support and incredible group experience with other awesome women, check out denisedt.com/bootcamp for information on how to join our unique community. The truth is that the path to creating your rich life can sometimes be a lonely one. Maybe you're the black sheep in your family like I am, or the only person creating success in your circle of friends, or maybe you're surrounded by rich dudes and you want some like-minded sisters to network and mastermind with. Whatever's true for you, you're in the right place. The Lucky Bee, we don't call each other bitches, the Lucky Bee community is a powerful one that spans the globe. And now you're a part of it too. Welcome. Together, our power is multiplied. So never feel like you're alone on this journey. Together, we're growing every day. This is a safe place to brag about your successes, financial or otherwise, and share honestly about your fears. Now is a time for us as women to rise up and get rich, and I'm having so much fun being a part of it. Together, we're changing the world. Let me tell you how this all got started. In my first book, Lucky Bitch, I shared the secrets to becoming extraordinarily lucky and deconstructed exactly how to make the law of attraction work for you in the real world. That book is now being read by women in more than 160 countries around the world. I get emails every day from them describing their stories of magic, hustle, and luck. Lucky Bitch tells a story about how I became an unbelievable manifester. In the space of 1 year, applying my secret manifesting formula, which isn't really secret at all, it's more like a mix of practical actions and metaphysical techniques, I became this crazy lucky person, hence the name Lucky Bitch. Everything I put on my dream board came true. I just kept winning stuff, and honestly, it was unbelievable. I felt like I was in a movie. It started with little things, like winning small amounts of money at bingo. I love bingo now. I used to get really nervous playing it, and I never won. But then after that, I was given a ticket to a seminar in Las Vegas, $1,500 value, that I desperately wanted to attend. Then a free space on a weight loss course that I thought would be life-changing for me, $200 value. Then, after setting a goal to work for myself, I just happened to win a scholarship for a life coaching qualification that was worth over $5,000. Then I wanted to write a book, and by chance, I won a self-publishing home study program and a lucky door prize, over $5,000 value. All of these things were on my goal list, all of them free. I didn't even become a consistent competition enterer. I just entered and won. Then I experienced the most amazing manifestation ever. After setting a goal to go traveling for 6 months, my husband and I won a travel competition with a honeymoon company. The prize was traveling the world for 6 months and staying in luxurious resorts and hotels for free. Yes, you heard that right, completely free and with a value of over $500,000. I never thought these things happened in real life, and certainly not to me. We quit our jobs and for 6 months explored 12 countries and stayed in the most unbelievable places in the world. We went to New York, Kenya, Mauritius, Zanzibar, Malta, Spain, Jordan, Indonesia, Thailand, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and lastly, Queensland in my home country, Australia. That trip changed my life. The thing is, we didn't just win the trip. We consciously manifested it. We sent constant and specific messages to the universe that we were ready, willing, and able to leave our crappy apartment in London, throw in our jobs, and take off around the world. I asked the universe for a life-changing experience, and the universe delivered. I followed my manifesting formula, and amazing things happened. Go read Lucky Bitch for the whole story. But the most interesting thing happened after the trip ended, and here's where my true abundance journey started. When the travel and a free accommodations ended, we didn't even have a place to live anymore. My hubby was in London tying up loose ends with his career, and I was sleeping on my mother's couch in Australia, jobless and scared. I realized that even after becoming incredibly lucky, I was still broke. I could manifest $500,000 worth of free stuff, but I never earned more than a small salary in real money. Lucky, yes. But wealthy? Nope. I remember a few people had said to me during the all-expenses-paid trip, well, what are you going to do when you have to go back to the real world? And I basically wanted to tell them to F off. I knew that I was living in the real world because I'd had a glimpse of what life was really like for some people. I saw how rich people vacationed. I saw how nice life could be with money. But I still had massive resistance to earning it myself. And to be honest, the idea of money scared the crap out of me, even though intellectually I wanted to be rich. After the trip ended and I started out as a fledgling life coach, I remember sweating with anxiety the first time I met with an accountant about my new business. I felt like I was going to get into trouble. I was crapping myself about paying taxes before I earned my first $1,000. And on top of that, after living in five-star hotels for 6 months, my husband and I had moved into a small apartment that was pretty similar to our old one in spite of being in a completely different country. The result of all of that was that when I started teaching people everything I knew about the law of attraction, even though I had a gift, I didn't feel worthy of being a success teacher. To be honest, I felt like the biggest fraud ever. I surveyed my blog subscribers at the time to ask them about their biggest goals and biggest obstacles, and at least 80% of the responses mentioned money. People told me their fears around money, mostly that they would never have enough or they would never earn what they felt they were worth. They spoke about their desire to live up to their potential that they knew was inside them. They told me how blocked they felt and how they lay awake at night wishing things were different. Yep, I knew exactly what that felt like too. My readers told me how they felt like frauds when discussing money with their own clients. They told me their dreams and what they could accomplish if only they could get this money stuff under control. They wanted to be rich. My first reaction was pure panic. I was like, shit, not money, anything else but that. My next thought was, well, they're just going to have to go to someone else. The universe was asking me to step up to fill this role, and I was extremely reluctant, even though I knew it was a lesson that I needed to learn. How could I teach something that I was terrible at myself? I ignored the calling for as long as possible. Not me, universe, please do not make me do this. But you're listening to this book, so obviously I took on the challenge, otherwise this would be a crap book, right? It turned out to be an even greater adventure than the all-expenses-paid trip, and ultimately a lot more satisfying. I spent the next year applying everything I taught about the law of attraction, but this time I applied it directly to my money mindset. I dealt with my fear of having money and uncovered every single money memory that was holding me back. I worked on my negative money beliefs and I dug way deep down to find out why I was really scared of being rich. I examined every decision I'd ever made about money and shone a light on all my mistakes. It was yucky, scary work at times, but oh, so worth it, as you'll realize for yourself. As a result of all this work, my income doubled, then tripled. I upgraded everything in my life slowly at first, and then I gained momentum. I had a few setbacks, which you'll experience too, no doubt, and each time I went straight back to the simple lessons. And seriously, you'll see how simple it is for you too. Because of this consistent money mindset work, my income grows every single day. Far from being a fluke, the mindset work is an easy and predictable process that anyone can learn if they're willing to do the self-examination, which honestly, not everyone is willing to do. But I know you're different. I now teach the same principles all around the world in my speeches, my weekly blog posts, and for my private community in my Money Bootcamp. And now, gorgeous, you'll learn them too. I'm on a mission to change the world through helping women to become rich, because I believe every woman deserves to be as rich as she wants. Every woman deserves to feel safe and taken care of. Every woman deserves to be treated like a VIP. Every woman deserves a first-class life. Rich women can change the world. In Get Rich Lucky Bitch, you'll get the tools and inspiration you need to go to the next level of wealth. It doesn't matter if you're starting from scratch or itching to break through the million-dollar mark. You'll realize that the only thing stopping you is your past and current beliefs around money. And these can be changed relatively easily when you know how. Remember, I'm not going to BS you. It takes some work, but it's worth it. I've inspired thousands of women around the world to dream bigger and, most importantly, to do the practical work to manifest their dreams in the real world. You won't ever hear me say that you need to dream harder. In fact, I'm probably the most practical manifestation teacher you'll ever meet. You'll get day-to-day actions, inspiration, kick up the butt, real talk, and the most loving advice I can give. Because I want you to be rich. Again, why not you? I want us to meet up in Hawaii or mastermind over cocktails in Vegas. I want us to go on charity trips together to present ridiculous novelty-sized checks to people who are changing the world on the ground. I want us to go shopping together and buy things that make us feel like $1 million. How cool would it be to say, anyone up for a mastermind weekend with Richard Branson on Necker Island? And have it just be an easy decision. When you read books like this, it's easy to imagine the author as different to you. I've done it myself. Well, it's okay for her. Of course she's got her shiz together. She wrote a book about it. But I'm just a normal person. I'm not going to tell you that I've cracked the code or make you feel dumb if you don't get it. Think of me as your sometimes bossy, but usually 100% right Virgo girlfriend and mentor. And everyone's got one of those, right? If not, here I am. I've made tons of mistakes and I'm not perfect. I'm still learning how to navigate my way through life and every day I'm getting richer for it. Pun intended. In just a few years, I've gone from always being broke and wearing clothes that are literally full of holes and held together with safety pins to living a chilled, abundant life with my family. I earn awesome money, travel the world, can spend as much time as I like with my husband and kids, and I'm still a normal chick. Money hasn't changed who I am deep down, but it has changed my life in every way. Some days I can't believe it's my life, and I know I've only reached about 10% of my potential. Earning money is fun now. It's just a game instead of being an incredibly stressful and demoralizing experience. I've probably made every financial mistake possible, and I want to reiterate that I'm not perfect. I'm just your everyday woman and mother having an imperfect, perfectly human experience. Here is my other disclaimer. I am not a financial expert. I'm not an accountant or a debt counselor. I don't give, nor am I qualified to give, financial advice. You're not going to get spreadsheets here. Well, okay, there's one in the bonus section on my website, which I'll talk about in a sec. Nor will you have to do complicated math. I still use my calculator for everything, even simple sums. I'm not that kind of coach or financial advisor. I can't tell you how to invest your money or how you should pay off your debt. However, I can honestly tell you that I've got a goddess-given knack for helping women like you achieve your biggest and craziest dreams. I'm a money mindset coach and I'm a really awesome one. Getting over your money stuff will help you not only to earn more, but give you the confidence to pick the best first-class team to help you invest your money. That means you won't spend it all or sabotage your success. I've helped women cut through years of under-earning and chronic undeserving to fly through their money goals. I've helped women heal just one memory from their past that unlocks everything else. Decades of old self-beliefs can shatter in a day and release you to earn more money. The past can heal in an instant, and honestly, that's how you become rich. You're going to learn how to do all of that in this little book. You'll realize it's not about the money at all. You'll see that money is just a symbol for everything else in your life. You'll discover which parts of your life need a drastic upgrade now or later, and you'll start to manifest the money to pay for it all. It's going to be fun, I promise. So, my new best girlfriend, are you ready? The instant you start to second guess yourself or want to put this book down, I want you to forgive the mistakes you've made up until now and get excited that your world is about to change. Like seriously, get excited because it's finally your time to manifest everything your heart desires. It's time to be wealthy, loaded, well off, prosperous, cashed up, well to do, well healed, bling blinged up and affluent. Whatever your version of being wealthy is, together we'll design it for you. You are smart enough. You are ambitious enough. You are enough and you deserve to be as wealthy as you want now. Let's go on this amazing journey together. Let's get rich, lucky bitch. It's your time and you're ready for the next step. Love, luck and abundance, Denise. To join the Lucky Bee Network and to get full access to all the bonus sections and all the extra resources I mentioned in this book and other goodies we couldn't fit in here, make sure you go register for free now at denisedt.com/rich. Do it now. Chapter 1, Becoming an Amazing Money Manifestor. The Only Secret of Wealth Creation is Knowing How to Use Cosmic Ordering by Stephen Richards. I'm going to teach you how to become an amazing money manifestor. It means you'll be able to create money at will, whenever you want or need it, and that you'll enjoy the process. It sounds like a big promise, but I can assure you that when you follow the steps, it works. No exceptions. Some women seem effortlessly lucky, but they're just more experienced in following the laws of the universe. There's no magic pill, and nobody is really born luckier than anyone else. It's just like how the fittest women are usually the ones who go to the gym regularly and are more consistent with their diet, those lucky bitches. Manifesting is simply the art of transmuting a thought, a dream or a desire into reality so that you can touch and experience it for real. It's not just about having a great mindset. Yes, you can work on having a millionaire mindset, but it doesn't always translate into actual dollars in your bank account. Maybe you've noticed this. When I read and watched the worldwide phenomenon, The Secret, I thought it was amazing, but I was totally confused about what to actually do, being a practically minded Virgo. Like, do I just meditate on what I want? Do I have to wish really, really, really hard? Will I win the lottery if I think about it all day long? I was obviously doing it wrong because I was still broke. It was incredibly frustrating, to say the least. I felt like an idiot being a self-professed personal development junkie, but not being able to make it work in my bank account. Like many ambitious entrepreneurial women, I went on a journey of self-discovery to try and find the secret to money. I walked on hot coals while chanting kumos, kumos. I went to countless personal development seminars. I listened as dodgy internet marketing salesmen sold me their system to riches, and I tried to push through my blockages with sheer willpower and hard work. Sound familiar? I loved talking about money in the abstract sense, and I devoured any book with millionaire in the title. But again, I want to reiterate, I was broke and tens of thousands of dollars in debt. More importantly, I was completely and repeatedly sabotaging my income potential. So I was money repellent. Now, this is not one of those stories where I say I was homeless on the street, stealing TVs for crack money, and then I turned it all around, become a millionaire overnight. I was just your everyday chick earning a low to okay salary in a corporate job with a couple of credit cards, personal loans, and a fairly hefty overdraft. I lived paycheck to paycheck. I could afford to feed and clothe myself, and I lived an okay life, but I felt poor. Like you, I didn't want to be ordinary. I didn't want to live in my small, cramped apartment on the outskirts of town full of cheap IKEA furniture put together badly by my non-handy hubby. I didn't want to walk to work in the rain or worry about paying the bills. Most of all, I didn't want to depend on anyone for money, especially not a man. I wanted to be rich. I wanted to walk into a fancy store, buy whatever I wanted, and wear awesome clothes. I wanted more than one pair of black shoes and one secondhand winter coat. I wanted to vacation in cool spots, and I wanted to prove to the world that I could make a huge impact and get rewarded for it monetarily. So, while my friends were climbing the corporate ladder, I spent my time going to conferences and reading abundance books. I felt like there was a missing puzzle piece, though. There must have been something I was missing. The idea of manifesting was awesome, but I needed to know the specifics and the logistics. What should I do next? And then what? Is there an order I should follow? Am I doing it right? Where's my money? Now, as a coach and mentor to thousands of ambitious entrepreneurial women around the world, I'm constantly asked questions like, Denise, what affirmations are the best? What's the right way to make a dream board? How should I word my goals? How many times a day should I write out my goals? Which works better, emotional freedom technique or access consciousness? Do subliminal meditation CDs really work? Here's the answer. Try it all. It all works. My philosophy is throw everything at it. It's your life and your dreams deserve to be fulfilled no matter what it takes. Now, you'll hear personal development gurus say that their book, system or process is the only right way, but that's BS. There's no perfect way to word your affirmations and there's not the definitive dream board software. Everything that you do compounds over time and helps you to achieve your goals. You just have to be consistent and persistent in manifesting your wealth. Don't get too caught up in one particular tool being the silver bullet that will change everything, not even this book. Of course, just doing random stuff willy-nilly doesn't work either. There's definitely a flow you should follow. My manifesting process isn't the only way, but I know that it works, not just from my own life, but from the awesome women that I mentor on a daily basis. Those women create miracles and make progress far faster than the average woman. Even the ambitious ones who grit their teeth and try really hard. Trust me, it doesn't have to be that hard. of the personal development tools work, but it will take more than one thing done only once to activate the law of attraction. What you're doing is consciously manipulating time and space to help you achieve your dreams. You're literally rearranging the universe in your favor. You don't need a magic wand or a TARDIS to shift the universe, but it's not just going to happen by wishing on a star or lighting an abundance candle either. Becoming a conscious manifester requires you to practice. And honestly, most people don't have the discipline to practice enough to achieve mastery in anything. Just like with any worthwhile skill, it won't be effortless straight away. I can't be bothered to learn to play the piano because I don't have the patience to learn or practice. I would love to be a great singer, but I have a really crappy voice and it seems way too hard to take lessons to learn to be good at it. Manifesting is the same, and yet a lot of people get pissed off that it doesn't work the first time. Spoiler alert, you might not manifest $1 million the first time you try. I know, right? If only. I seriously wish that I could go to the gym once and have my dream body, but life does not work like that. And I know you understand this intellectually, but somehow most of us forget this truth when it comes to money. Instead, we start making up stories, such as, the universe doesn't like me, or I'm obviously not meant to be rich. When I was manifesting my goal of traveling for 6 months, I tried everything every day. I did it all. Visualizing, goal setting, EFT tapping, journaling, forgiving, dream boards, etc. to make my dream into reality. The universe had an interesting way of bringing the opportunity to me via a travel competition, but I wasn't trying to manifest a competition. I just wanted to go traveling and I was willing to make it happen no matter what. It's like the competition got swept up in my desire, not the other way around. Every day, I made at least 10 to 20 little subtle shifts to tell the universe that I was serious about wanting to travel the world for 6 months with my husband. Before I even knew about the competition, I got obsessed with my goal. All up, I'd estimate that I tried more than 50 personal development tips and tools to manifest that goal. And for the specifics, I really encourage you to read Lucky Bitch as well as this book. It's an awesome story, but it also shows how consistent you need to be when you're consciously manifesting a life out of the ordinary. That's why most people live a life of mediocrity, always settling for an economy class life and never setting or reaching big income goals. Most people are just not willing to put in the work to live an extraordinary life, just like I'm not willing to put in the work to become an amazing singer. Sure, I would love to wave a magic wand to sing like Adele without actually having to do anything. When it comes down to it, though, it's obviously just not important enough to me to make it happen no matter what. And I know you're different. You're listening to this book and you're following the steps because you do have that burning desire and you are willing to do what it takes. Don't worry. You don't need to follow a complicated system or learn to meditate for 5 hours a day. I figured it out for you so you can just relax and follow the process. It's worth it. It's really awesome being a wealthy woman, you'll see. The most popular labor-saving device is still money by Phyllis George. Honestly, most people are pretty passive about their goals. They let life happen, vaguely hoping for a lottery win to get them out of their financial reality. I'm not criticizing, I've done it myself. Some months I set a really big financial goal and then do everything in my power to make it happen. I'm on top of my manifesting game and riding the wave. Other times, I just wish money would fall into my lap without any effort on my part at all. It's human and it's normal. But staying conscious about it means you acknowledge that you're doing it to yourself and that you can snap yourself out of it. In between manifesting big goals, I sometimes get lazy and let my daily manifesting activities slide. So in response, the universe is slow and apathetic about manifesting my goals. Some days it's so easy to manifest money. It's flying into my bank account so fast, I'm amazed. Then I'll get complacent and think I can skip a day or two of my manifesting exercises. After a while, the fear sets in and the money dries up. It happens every time. When you follow the process or not, the results are fairly predictable. Don't think because I'm the lucky bitch, I don't have to work at it. I do. The gym analogy really is perfect here. When you're in the zone with your health goals, it feels easy, not only to work out, but to eat healthily too, and you feel unstoppable. But when you skipped a few days or weeks of the gym, you've been eating like crap, it feels so hard to go back. So it might sound like a lot of hard work and frenzied activity to actively manifest your ideal life and become rich. Once you've read this book, though, you'll see that there are just a few key shifts you need to make. After that, the rest are just little subtleties that will grow your income even further. Once that happens, it becomes a fun game. You become acclimatized to wealth, and then it becomes a part of who you are. There's no doubt that manifesting requires patience and constant vigilance to stay positive and in the right frame of mind. But once you have the hang of it and start to see the results, you get quicker and stronger and it becomes self-fulfilling. It's just like your body has muscle memory. Each time you get to a new phase of money consciousness, even if you backslide and go back to old habits, just follow the system again and you'll get back on track easily. It's easy to get dirty energetically if you skip a few days of your good money habits, but that's normal too. You don't get immunity for life. A good money mindset requires daily consistency. Zig Ziglar says, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. The money manifesting formula. In a nutshell, here's my 5-step formula to manifesting money or anything else. Step 1, declutter everything in your life. Step 2, decide exactly what you want. Step 3, surround your life with positivity. Step 4, take inspired action. Step 5, receive and fine tune. This formula can be used to manifest literally any goal in your life. I obviously teach it in my manifesting course, but I also use it as the framework for my money bootcamp and even my ill-fated Get Hitched Lucky Bitch soulmate course. I ditched this one when I wanted to focus exclusively on money and business, which is a big lesson in being focused. But literally, you could read this book again and substitute love or weight for money and still get incredible results. It doesn't matter if your goal is huge or tiny. You can use this formula to manifest your next car, a new job, 5 clients by Thursday, your future husband, anything. I've used this formula with clients to help them manifest things, including a positive court case outcome, $5,000 within 48 hours, a husband and a baby for a client who was single for 7 years, a dream dance job on a cruise ship, a new dream house in record time, a quick house sale to avoid foreclosure, and forgiveness with a family member. As you practice using the formula, you'll start to receive what you ask for, even money. Simple as that. You don't have to be incredibly smart or particularly lucky to follow it. It just takes practice. The best thing is that you won't just manifest stuff the way I did when I started winning scholarships and prizes. When you follow the steps with a particular focus on money, it will become effortless. Money will start coming in from everywhere. I know this because I've witnessed it with my money bootcamp participants. It's unbelievable how the money starts rolling in. Whenever I start a new book or course, I write down the 5 steps of the manifesting formula and design it with that flow in mind. When I'm stuck on my own goals, I just go back and mentally check off the steps to make sure I'm not missing anything. The formula is designed as a continuous circle. If you get to step 5 and your goal hasn't manifested, go back to step 1 and start again. There's always more to declutter. There's always more to clear. You can get even more specific. You can take even more inspired action, and you can practice the art of allowing even more abundance into your life. It seriously works every time if you follow it. Each step contains different practical and metaphysical exercises, which we'll cover in this book. Plus, if you want to go deeper into this topic, I have some life-changing resources for you and a bonus section around the 5 steps that I couldn't fit in this book. So make sure you register for those at denisedt.com/rich. Remember, this isn't a university assignment. It's not some massive test you have to pass. You don't have to be a certain weight, color, age, or profession for this to work. It works for everyone. So keep asking yourself, why not me too? When it came to manifesting success, and especially money, I had my own self-limiting beliefs. I thought I'd have to become a completely different person, certainly a skinnier, nicer, more organized, and perfect person. But I'm here to tell you, you are allowed to be rich no matter who you are. I'm sorry, I don't want to shout about this, but I want you to get it. You don't have to wait until some mythical time in the future When Mercury retrograde is over and the stars align perfectly, you can be ready now. You got that, girlfriend? My manifesting formula is not an intellectual exercise that you need to sit with and analyze to death. The thing with the law of attraction is just thinking about it isn't enough. You have to feel it, and every cell in your body has to believe it. You have to get into the space of living abundantly before the means to live abundantly actually show up in your world. You might have to fake it at first, but that's okay because that still works. Napoleon Hill said, "When riches begin to come, they come so quickly and in such great abundance that one wonders where they've been hiding all of those lean years." I remember reading that quote and I was like, but when? I want it now. I was so impatient to start living a first-class life. But when I look at the manifesting formula now, I realize that I wasn't following the steps. I was doing the equivalent of sitting on the couch, eating donuts, and getting frustrated that I wasn't skinny. Universe, why don't you want me to be thin? Munch, munch, munch. Exactly the same thing. Winning that round-the-world trip was the turning point for my belief in my own manifesting power. Since then, I've continued to manifest amazing things from my dream board. Every time I break through an income goal, I go back to step one and I work through the steps again to break down the barriers to the next stage. Honestly, I don't get any shortcuts just because I write about this stuff. New goal, back to step one, every time. I don't have any magical power either. I just work the steps exactly the way you will. These strategies have worked for women all around the world. I've shared my manifesting secrets with more than 1 million blog readers in 169 countries, and more women are breaking through their limits every day. It will work for you too. My manifesting formula provides you with the practical techniques to start bringing in more actual money into your life. Again, it's not just about teaching you how to win competitions or lucky door prizes. You'll learn to be open to receiving more money in your life, not just rely on being really lucky. Ironic, I know, but I believe you make your own luck. It doesn't matter where you're starting from or whether you grew up rich or poor. We're going to unravel all of your complicated money stuff and clean the slate so you can create a new, healthy money relationship and get some actual cash in the bank. By the end of this book, you'll have set some non-scary but exciting financial goals. You'll also know which way you're headed and what you need to do to achieve the wealth you want. We'll remove all of the hurdles on your path to becoming rich. Plus, we've got some Denise real talk on dealing with negative people, self-sabotaging behavior, and some of the inevitable snags on your road to financial awesomeness. I promise you uncensored truth bombs on what it really takes. I'll show you how to take back your power around money in all situations and teach you how to be chilled with your wealth and feel safe as a rich woman. I'll share inspiring stories of normal women just like you who got more open to receiving money and are now on their way to becoming rich. You're in great company in the Lucky Bee community. Really, manifesting is such a simple, predictable process. Even though it deals with metaphysical concepts like manipulating time and space to your will, becoming a reverse paranoid, believing that the whole world is conspiring to help you, and doing some, quite frankly, weirder sounding rituals. It doesn't matter whether you believe in the law of attraction or think it's a pile of new age poop. It still works. I've worked with some total skeptics who tried to convince me that they were different, that their issues were so unique it wouldn't work for them. It did work for them and it will work for you too. Just follow the steps. Are you ready? Chapter summary, the money manifesting formula recap. Step one, declutter everything in your life. Step two, decide exactly what you want. Step three, surround your life with positivity. Step four, take inspired action. Step five, receive and fine tune. Manifesting is the art of transmuting a thought into reality in the real world. Basically, it's just taking things off your dream board and turning them into something you can smell, touch, and experience. Just remember, manifesting equals make real. If something isn't manifesting quick enough, you've probably skipped a step. Trust me on this and go back to step one. And throw everything at it. It's your dream life after all. Chapter two, a life-changing money habit. Coco Chanel said, "There are people who have money and people who are rich." Before we start putting the manifesting formula into action, here's some pre-work that will support your new relationship with money. Think of this as being an underlying principle of everything we do in this book. Now, you might think that you're ready to take on the reins of a multi-million dollar fortune now, but in reality, you need to get intimate with what's already in your life. You might be thinking, I already know my money situation, Denise. I haven't got enough of it. Trust me, this might be the case for now. To get yourself ready for more money, you've got to be a good steward of every penny, cent, or dime that comes into your life now. This is a really important lesson, and it's one that's changed my life and the way I feel about money. Acknowledge every cent. Let me tell you a harsh truth. You can't manifest money when you feel broke. You might think I'm missing the point. After all, why would you be listening to this book if you already had all the money you needed? But that's the frustrating paradox of the law of attraction. You'll only get more of what you've already got. Keep track of your money. Here's the daily habit that will change your relationship with money. If you take nothing else away from this book, do this one thing. Starting today, keep track of the money that comes into your life. Track every cent, whether it's from your salary, gifts, money found in the street, bonuses, or an inheritance. Big or small, track it every single day, and most importantly, feel good about it. This will truly change how you feel about money and attract more of it to you like a magnet. Your money tracker doesn't have to be fancy. I've got several free resources in the book's bonus section on my website, including my personal money tracking spreadsheet that will help make it easy. Download yours from denisedt.com/rich. With this exercise, you're starting to train your awareness to look for more money opportunities. Every woman I mentor is way more abundant than she actually thinks she is. And I bet you $100 that you're exactly the same. By paying close attention to all those little extra bits and pieces of money that come your way, you'll start to activate the law of attraction. Remember, like attracts like. So the more money you realize you have, the more money will start flowing to you. On the other hand, if you only focus on how you lack money in your life, you literally send the universe poor vibrational energy and attract the same thing, a lack of money. That's why when you're feeling really broke, you end up getting unexpected bills in the post or receive a speeding fine. You just attract more misfortune. It's also good to track everything else of value that comes into your life that might not be actual money. These could be gifts, savings, discounts, or things that you receive for free. By taking note of these things, you might realize that you actually get more free stuff than money and that you might need to switch your focus to manifest more money. Remember how I said I used to win things all the time? I only realized the disparity when I started to track my money. When I saw that I'd manifested more than $500,000 worth of freebies in a year, but hardly any real income that I could spend, I knew it was time for a change. No, I wasn't looking a gift horse in the mouth. Free stuff is always great, but I wanted the experience of actually paying for things myself. I knew I wanted to get to the next level of wealth and responsibility. Make a commitment to track your money every single day for at least a month, because what gets measured gets improved. It's just one of the laws of the universe. Unknown quote, the person who doesn't know where his next dollar is coming from usually doesn't know where his last dollar went. Here's the truth. I started tracking my income when I wasn't making much of it. Over the next few years, I became incredibly good at making money. Now, with a multi-million dollar business, I still track my income every single day. I actually check my bank accounts and update my money spreadsheet multiple times a day. As I said in the previous chapter though, I don't get a lucky bitch pass from the universe. If I stop recording and tracking my money every day, I manifest less of it. I start to freak out about my money goals for the month and I receive less because the universe doesn't appreciate being ignored. When I track my money every day, I make more. I get excited about my abundance and I appreciate every cent that comes in. So money is attracted to me. Simple. Plus, when you're aware of what's coming in, it's a wake-up call to take more action. You might get motivated to send out more invoices, to follow up with potential clients, or to chase unpaid debt. Remember, what gets measured gets improved. When you do this exercise, you'll be surprised at how much money comes into your life unexpectedly, and also how much you discount your current level of abundance. You don't have to have fancy accounting software or know your profit and loss. Good bookkeeping systems are definitely important, but this money tracking exercise doesn't replace them. It's a completely different thing. You can use a simple piece of paper to track your money or download my free tracking resources, depending on the format you like best. Don't think that you can only start when you have a perfect system. That system doesn't exist, so it's just procrastination. Dealing with your money doesn't have to be scary or confusing. Just know how much money you're already manifesting so you can attract more. You gotta get intimate with your money. Brooke Shields said, I'm so naive about finances. Once when my mother mentioned an amount and I realized I didn't understand, she had to explain. That's like three Mercedes. And then I understood. Tracking your money is incredibly important if you've been frustrated about not hitting a financial goal. Chances are you already hit it and didn't even realize, which makes you seem incredibly ungrateful to the universe. Why give you more if you can't even acknowledge what you're getting? Kerry Rowett, a kinesiologist on my money boot camp, told me, I realized that I only feel that money that comes in through my account is real. So I disregard money in my PayPal account or money that comes in as cash, even though it's recorded for tax purposes. This is so common. This feeling of money not being real is what derails most women from feeling truly rich. When we discount income or abundance that doesn't really count, we're actually pushing away more money. Where in your life do you have rules around what's worthy of being counted or not? Kat Laterzo, a personal trainer turned business coach, had no idea she was already hitting her big business goals when she started doing my boot camp. I started doing my money tracking sheet with a goal to manifest $20,000, she said. I finally went and backdated every cent I'd received that month, and I'd already passed the halfway mark. I had no idea. Since then, Kat has created a $1 million business, and she still tracks her income daily. Tracking works. Kerry and Kat's stories are not uncommon. Women are notoriously bad at acknowledging themselves. As a gender, we honestly suck at claiming our power around money. The act of tracking money daily has increased Kat's income tenfold since she did the boot camp. She had the skills before, she just didn't realize how she was holding herself back from being paid beautifully for them. Tracking simply gives you the information that you need to hit, exceed, or adjust your goals as you get better at manifesting and keeping money. If I had to ask you how much you earned last year, last quarter, last month, would you be able to tell me, honestly? Marilyn Monroe said, I don't want to make money. I just want to be wonderful. Many women tell me they want to be rich, but they're actually completely ignoring actual money. When I started working with my own money mentor, Kendall Summerhawk, I was too afraid to ask her a question about my business in case she asked me how much money I made. I honestly had no idea. It was awesome when just 6 months later, I stood at a microphone at her annual money conference and proudly told her that I'd earned $17,000 that month. For the first time in my life, I actually tracked my money without being scared about it. Knowledge is power. And honestly, tracking has played a huge part in allowing me to increase my income over the last couple of years. It will for you too. So starting today, track everything. Frequently asked money tracking questions. I get more questions about this exercise than I do about any of the complicated ones. I understand you want to get it right, but it's pretty simple. Any type of money tracking is going to be better than none. But that said, here are a few of the most common questions I hear. Should I wait until I'm actually making money before I start tracking? No. It's the whole chicken and egg thing. You're not going to be aware of your abundance until you track what you already have. You're probably not going to make space for more until you appreciate what you're already bringing in. And you might be surprised by the reality of your situation compared to the story you're making up about it. Do I track my partner's income? Yes and no. No, if you're reading this book so you can learn to manifest money for yourself. A lot of women are awesome manifestors for other people. For example, you might set a money goal and then your partner gets a pay increase or an inheritance. That's just another form of hiding from money. If you're attracting money through your partner, then for the next few months, only track what comes to you alone. That way you can adjust accordingly and focus on receiving abundance for you. Yes, you can track your partner's income too if you want to work with them to create even more abundance as a couple. You can always encourage your partner to track for themselves too, especially if you like some healthy competition. See who's best at manifesting income goals each month. Have a competition to see who can find the most money in the street. Should I track expenses as well? I am a big fan of knowing what you're spending and having great bookkeeping systems. So if you already track your expenses, keep doing it. This, however, is not an accounting exercise. It's about awareness and appreciation. So for the purposes of tracking, start with what you bring in to increase your money manifesting ability. That doesn't mean you should go crazy in your budget and spend more than you earn. It just means that for this book and in my courses, focus on what you want to grow. It's unrealistic for you to try a million exercises at once. So if you're picking just one simple thing to do, track your incoming money first. Remember, I'm not a debt counselor or a financial planner. My focus is improving your mindset around money and helping you to feel rich. Please talk to your accountant about creating good money systems for tax purposes. Do I really need to track everything? Yes. Track everything that comes into your life. Money is money is money. I get questions all day long in my money bootcamp. Denise, do I track rental income? Or what about? Yes. Again, money is money. It all counts. Whether it was easy or hard. Whether it was something you worked for or something somebody gave you. Whether you felt like you'd earned it or not. Stop trying to discount your abundance by second guessing it. Every little bit counts too. So when you find a penny in the street, pick it up, kiss it, physically or mentally, and say, thank you, universe, and then track it. I'm totally not above picking money up in the street. I love it. For how long should I track my money? Track forever. Do it every day, whether you're earning very little or multi-millions. This amazingly simple habit can take you to riches. Even my multi-million dollar mentors track their money every day. Maybe they just switch to daily totals rather than tracking each sale individually, but they still know what they make, almost to the penny. More questions on tracking? Spoiler alert, the answer is probably yes, that counts. Chapter summary. Track everything that comes into your life, every single cent and every bit of value. Tracking shows the universe that you're paying attention to the abundance already in your life and you'll start to attract more. All money counts. Pay attention to where you compartmentalize money as real or doesn't count. To help you with this important daily habit, I've created some bonus tracking resources for you. I use these both in my personal life and for the students in my money bootcamp. Download your preferred method of tracking and have fun updating it every day with every bit of money and value that comes into your life. Get your free tracking resources from denisedt.com/rich. Chapter 3. Can everyone really be rich? Napoleon Hill said money without brains is always dangerous. Then Barbara Streisand once said, success is having 10 honeydew melons and only eating the top half of each one. And that made me laugh and it triggered me a little. She truly is a rich, successful and accomplished woman. But as you'll see from this chapter, there are many ways to be rich. The Napoleon Hill quote above implies that only smart people should have money. But I found that intelligence has nothing to do with wealth creation. I know many highly intelligent, funny, talented and generous women who are broke. I've also seen people grow rich on dumb luck and every combination in between the two. So, how can you know what qualities are shared by truly rich women, especially if you don't know any women like that yourself? At one of my live events, I got the participants to look at each other and say, this is what a wealthy woman looks like. Because honestly, there is no obvious commonality. That means anyone, even you, especially you, can be rich. Go try it. Find a mirror and say to yourself, this is what a wealthy woman looks like. It might trigger you or it might blow your mind to think, why not me? When you put rich people on a pedestal, it's tempting to think that if only you had their exact traits, you could emulate their success. But guess what? Rich people aren't perfect. They're flawed, just like anyone, and they make the same mistakes as normal people. To show this, we can look at celebrity women. Why? Because they're human just like the rest of us, but their money wins and woes are more public, meaning we can look at their stories and learn from them. You might not personally know anyone who's won the lottery, and you